For the past 6 years, Tacoma police have been using a surveillance device that can sweep up data from anyone's cell phone. The device is called Stingray. It works by tricking your telephone into thinking the device is a cell phone tower. Reporter Kate Martin uncovered this story for the Tacoma News Tribune, and she told me what the device can do.
Well, there's a few things that a Stingray can collect from a cell phone, and there's also a few things that police cannot collect using the Stingray. The things that they can't collect are the content of your call. So if you're calling your husband and asking what you want for dinner, the only thing they're going to be able to tell is who you are talking to by their cell phone number and how long you talk to them for. If you're texting your child, then they can tell who you're texting. They're not going to be able to tell what you're texting about.
So this is a lot like the NSA's data that it was collecting.
Well, the NSA certainly collects a lot more information. They can actually collect the content of the calls and the text messages and a whole lot of other stuff that the police can't collect with the Stingray device.
So why is it so controversial?
Well, from the civil libertarians that I've talked to, the reason that this is controversial is because when police use a Stingray to try and find a bad guy, in order to capture the information from the bad guy's phone, they have to also capture the information from everybody else's phone nearby.
So it's based on locale.
Right, yeah, and it has a fairly limited range. It's around a half mile from my research, and it's portable. They can drive it around in a car or a van.
You mentioned that civil libertarians are upset about this. Is that mainly who's raised waves?
Well, I think that a number of people are surprised about this. The judge that I talked to said that he was surprised and didn't know that the city had one of these devices. The defense attorney, head of the defense attorneys in Pierce County, said that he didn't know. And I think the main question, even from them, is what are they doing with the data from innocent people? And absent any clear policy, you know, we just don't know.
Do you have any idea if this data has led to arrests of the bad guys that you've mentioned?
With the data that I found from records requests that a user of Muckrock has filed, if the police responded with the correct information, then it indicates that they do find bad guys with the Stingray and they do make arrests.
What have you been able to find out about why the Tacoma Police Department got this device in the first place?
Well, from what I can tell, they got a grant in 2007, I believe, from the Department of Justice, and then they actually received the device in 2008. But as far as why they decided to pursue the device, I'm not sure.
They have upgraded it and added on to it over the years since they first got this device, so I'm assuming that somebody needed to approve that, right?
Well, right. In March last year, the City Council approved a resolution that allowed them to use money from a police fund to match a grant from the Department of Homeland Security. However, the information that the City Council received said that the device was to prevent, protect, respond, and recover improvised explosive devices. It didn't say anything at all about surveillance technology.
IEDs, like we hear about in Iraq and Afghanistan?
Correct.
Do you have a lot of those in Tacoma?
That's a good question. I'm not sure.
Huh. I'm talking with Kate Martin, a reporter for the Tacoma News Tribune, about a controversial surveillance device called Stingray, which apparently the Tacoma police have been using for the past 6 years or so. So you mentioned that the city council approved it. Did the judicial system in Tacoma Pierce County also know about this?
As far as I can tell, it doesn't sound like judges knew about this device before yesterday when I interviewed Ronald Culpepper. He's one of the judges here. And he said that he wasn't aware that this is what the police were using to find bad guys. The police do ask the judges for permission to get something called a pen register order, and that allows the police to ask T-Mobile, for instance, for the location of a bad guy. And that's with judge's permission. And what the cell phone company will do is send the police the information about where the phone is, and then the police can then go out and possibly find the person.
But the Stingray device doesn't really require that, does it?
No, they have the device. They can go out and use it. I guess the question now is, what policies are they following? Like, how do they get a warrant for using the device? And right now, it sounds like they're not telling the judge that this is exactly how they're finding the person. I think the judge's assumption is that they're using the traditional method of asking the cell phone company for the information.
What about the Tacoma Police Department? What have they had to say about this?
So far, they haven't answered my questions, but they said they'd get back to me today.
What kinds of things do you want to know specifically from them?
I want to know what policies they're following when they're using this device, and I want to know what they're doing with all of the information that has nothing to do with the target they're trying to surveil.
Kate Martin, her report on the Tacoma Police Department's cell phone surveillance is in the Tacoma News Tribune. It's The Record.